The Weekly Connect.
The Weekly Connect.
On RNIB Connect Radio.
Now, the holiday season and TV just go hand in hand today, don't they? And now with so much audio-described programmes on offer, Maya, Liam and Laura took a look through the listings to choose their top picks.
I know you're like a reality TV junkie, but is there anything specific that you might look forward to? Do you watch lots of comedy shows, or do you just sort of stick to the reality TV at Christmas?
I tend to watch reality TV. I watch things like Miranda, like often there's a Christmas special about. Obviously, that's finished now. But things like that, I tend to watch. Also, a really good Christmas film. I love a good Christmas film. And if it's audio described as well, then that's a massive bonus.
There seems to be plenty of those coming up. So Christmas Eve, I think, should always be quite, you know, Christmassy.
Yeah, definitely.
Definitely Christmassy. Lots of focus on Christmas. And actually, it is looking very focused on Christmas. So Channel 4 is full-on family Christmas based on Christmas Eve. So
Right. They've
got Scrooged, followed by The Snowman and the Snow Dog, followed by Muppet Christmas Carol, and then We're Going on a Bear Hunt, followed by Gogglesprogs. So really, I mean, that's just sit down in front of the TV with your kids and not get up for hours.
Yeah.
Don't you think?
That really, really is. I mean, my little cousin, he's seven, so he's the youngest. I've got four cousins and he's the youngest. He loves The Snowman, and I'm sure he will be sitting right in front of it, glued to the TV. I loved it as a kid as well. I might even cheekily turn it on if no one in my family's looking to see that I'm watching it. The Muppets. I absolutely love The Muppets. I sing all the songs, everything. Last New Year's Eve, we even ended up singing The Muppets theme tune. Yeah, we ended up all singing The Muppets theme tune. So I think that is literally just don't move. And as for Gogglesprogs, yes. Just yes. I love Gogglebox because, to be perfectly honest, like my family watching Gogglebox is like they're on Gogglebox because they comment on what the Gogglebox families are all saying. But that's why I love it so much. It's so relatable.
So Channel 4 is the family-friendly place to be on Christmas Eve, it seems.
Definitely, yeah.
If you're a bit more traditional, there is Carols from Kings on BBC Two.
I would imagine Carols at Kings will be on, definitely, in the house. We have it blasting through the house every Christmas Eve. My mum absolutely loves it and usually tries to sing along to some of them.
Oh, in the way that mums do.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. And it's very, very, it's very endearing and all of that. But I always tell her not to sing over the solo, the beginning bit.
For Once in Royal in David City,
yes,
for example.
Yeah, yes. I always tell her not, I say don't sing over this bit because this is really lovely. I want to hear how they do. So, I ask her not to sing.
That one's not audio described, but that's okay really when it's a carol service.
Oh, that's fine. There's nothing really to see. In fact, I don't think Carols at Kings is something you really watch. I think it's more something you listen to.
And perhaps join in if you're your mum.
Well, exactly. or me. I'm not going to say I don't join in the odd time too.
Christmas Day is always the biggie, isn't it?
Yeah.
So you've always got your big Christmas specials, you've got your big traditional Christmas films.
Yeah.
So, for example, this year, BBC One headlines, Frozen, followed by The Great Christmas British Bake Off.
Yeah. I will be tuning into that, yeah. I love Mel and Sue. I love Mel and Sue. They're like my two favourite people, especially Sue Perkins. I absolutely love her. Yeah.
Doctor Who Christmas special, Strictly Come Dancing Christmas special, Call the Midwife Christmas special.
Wow.
So it's a full-on lineup on BBC One. Do you watch Christmas telly on Christmas Day?
Do you know, yes, actually. Sometimes we do. It really depends what time it's on. But I do remember last year we sat and watched Home Alone. All 13 of my family members all sat around and watched it.
Well, you'll be pleased you can watch it again this year. That's on Channel 4.
Brilliant. and as for kind of classic Disney Christmas films, one of my favourite Disney films is Frozen. I'm an absolute Disney nutcase, so I will be trying to tune into that at some point if I can.
Yeah.
Because there are a lot of members of my family that really, really like it, and we all sing the end song. Very badly.
Aww.
It's quite sweet.
Now, one of the ones that I'm a bit disappointed doesn't have audio description is It's a Wonderful Life. And I know that features a lot on people's this is my top Christmas film. Excited, but I didn't realise it wasn't audio described, so I don't know if it comes on the radar of people with sight loss.
Yeah, I mean, again, it's not one that I've watched or anything. It rings a bell. You know, my family have spoken about it various times before. They've never spoken about this one in the same way, so I haven't really... I've heard of it, I think. But it's not great that it's not audio described.
It's an old film, and given that they've done the Carry On films and stuff like that, you'd think they could go back and do it, because it's on every year.
Yeah, and also I think with the advances in technology that we have now, I don't think there's any excuse for there not to be audio description on everything. You know, like, subtitles now are on absolutely everything without fail, and it would be really lovely if audio description was just there and you could just turn it off or on for the whole TV set.
Now, given that you're such a Disney nut, you might have to toss a coin, because you're going to have to toss up Frozen or The Lion King.
Oh, no way!
Yeah, they're both on at the same time on Christmas Day. What do you think?
Do you know, I have absolutely no idea, Laura, to be honest with you. I have no clue. I mean, I'll probably just watch whichever one my family want to watch. Yeah. More than happily, we'll watch one of them.
And you'll be really pleased that The Chronicles of Narnia, The Lion, the Witch and the Wardrobe is on Boxing Day.
Right. Do you know what? I love that film. That is my absolute... It's up there with one of my top five favourite films. It's fantastic. And the good thing is, on Boxing Day, no one really does very much of anything, do they? So I should be able to get away with sneaking off to my bedroom for like 2.5 hours to sit and watch it.
Obviously, it's a pretty epic fantasy.
Yeah.
Is fantasy like that? Is that good with audio description?
Do you know, yes, actually. I mean, there's the cute little beavers, Mr. and Mrs. Beaver, there's the snow, there's Santa Claus, there's the whole world in the wardrobe. And I read that at about 6 or 7, and I went to see the film when I was 12, and I remember literally being like, "Mum, I'm going to push the little children out of the way to go and see it." And that's the closest I'd get to fantasy, but actually it works really, really well.
That takes us all the way up to Boxing Day. There's other things on as well, obviously, and you know, people can get an idea of what they've got through their TV guide.
That's really good.
The Weekly Connect.
The Weekly Connect.
On RNIB Connect Radio.